Okay, Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pei Dalid with Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg Shlita Alun Shvili Nishmas Esek Tehila Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas, and also for Rav Eli Weberman Zatzal, and for Yisrael Eliezer Ben Yeshua Pesach. To give a lot of karsa toiv to my good friend Rav Yamin Rafal Michelle Shlita, who was zayfah to be in the Beis Midrash of Rav Tzvi Meir a few weeks ago, and Baruch Hashem he got me a little kuntras from the Beis Midrash. And I thought it would be shaykh to be able to learn it together a little bit. And then we'll add in our own. So be part one with Ritzi Meir and part two with Rav Judah and Baderech. Says Ritzi Meir, Mamara Kapsarim. This is from, it seems like it's from last year, but on Rosh Hashanah. He says, B'chol Shana V'Shana V'Yamal Kedoshim Eilu in all these days. And every year, Anu M'shtadim Nachzor Advar V'Hayidu Amam M'forsam M'shal Kedoshim Levi. We have to go over the holy words of the Kedushas Levi Parsha Shoftim. Number one thing is this is the number one Torah from the Kedushas Levi that all Chazal and all of Rosh Hashanah is based off. The Shoftim says, you shall make judges and make police officers over yourself. Shoftim says, and make sure to judge righteously. Chadosh Baruch Hu wants to come to that court date. He wants to come in Yom Adin with full mercy and full compassion and racham and chesed. Says the Kedushas Levi, Ach tzrichin, he uses the lashon, Ach tzrichin isuso delatato lo oiris amida sharachmanos lamaylam. But in order to navigate, in order to deserve, in order to gain that chesed and that rachamim, a person has to charge. A person has to bring down that rachamim. And how do you do that? You by acting, you want compassion? Act it with compassion. When you want to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu be the shofet and give you tzedek, and give you tzedek and chesed, make sure that you teach him the cha. Right? The Gemara Megillah tells us, Yodaf Yodbeis, but midah sh'adim modunah, modunah. The way the way you judge others, Kodesh Baruch Hu will judge you. And we learn from here, says Rav Tzvi Meir, according to Kedushas Levi, when a person lives this way, and you lam melam it's chus on every single Jew, no matter what. Then when a person is, no matter what the person knows about someone else, always looking for that resh pei beis, Rabbi Nachman Torah, always looking for that pintel yid, that good within every single Jew. And not looking, oh, that person went to Uman, how could they do that? They leave their family in the middle of a war. You're not getting it. It's not for us to look for in other people's business. Says the Kedushas Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you a great year in Chesed HaRachmim. But we have to bring down that energy. And how do we do that? Mishtadlim, to live with the story of the Kedushas Levi. And to not just live with the Kedushas Levi Torah, but to live with the eyes of the Kedushas Levi. He was known as a defender of Klai Yisrael. The Kedushas Levi was always telling the Rabbono Shalom how good the Jewish people are. Listen to this Meister, Tzvi Meir quotes by the Chavetz Chaim. Every single year we try to think and talk about this Torah from the Kedushas Levi. We brought down to the Meister. Two descendants of the Kedushas Levi came to want to learn in Radin. There was no place for them. They weren't able to accept them. There's no room. There's mamash no room. But then the Kedushas Levi, before leaving, they went to go get a bracha from the Rebbe, even if they were not going to say any shiva. And conversation got out that they were descendants of the Kedushas Levi. Even though he wasn't involved in the day-to-day matters. that Chafetz Chaim got up and he went over to the principals of the people on Hall of the Rosh Yeshiva in Raadin. He didn't wait 1 second and said, don't wait till Cheshvan. They have to come now. They have to be here when we dive in Rosh Hashanah. Chavetz Chaim wanted to make sure that he had those boys in his yeshiva, not only for the yeshiva, but he had them for Rosh Hashanah, to make sure you had the defender of Klai so by his side. And it says in the Maisa, And they came for Rosh Hashanah, and they came for Yom Kippur, and Yitzchak was started. They had a special dance with them on Simchas Torah. And at the end of the day, in Yos Im Nichte, could just live Rosh Hashanah, Messiah, Kol Chach, Zachos, Biyom Adin. If the Chavetz Chaim Mamish took in the great grandchildren or the great 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 whatever it was, just to make sure that they would have, he would make sure that the yeshiva would have, they would have the schus of the Kiddush Levi. Kol Shekim Kosh the Kaim Lemaisa Mamish Tovav the Kiddush Levi. Utsinor, it's the channel. That's the word. If you want to have a good year, if you want to have a year filled with bracha and toiva and ketusha and tahara and nachas and simchas and refuas, we have to live a life of compassion and rachamim and love and defending and always looking for the good. And the Rav Tzvi Meir quotes this maisa of the Skelani Rebbe that we know we say in Musaf. So the rest of the page, we're just gonna translate. The Skelani Rebbe said, we say, Be'ein Melech Yosher. We don't have a Melech Yosher. We come right to the Bona Shom. So I think the Kedusha Levi says on that, if I'm not mistaken, Be'ein Melech Yosher. Then a person comes to the word of Be'ein, he comes to the place of Bittel, comes to the place of humility and nothingness, then Melech Yosher. Then Hashem Baruch says, Hashem Baruch will hear us. I think that's his Torah. But he says, no. He says, the Maestro goes to the Skelani Rebbe. We get to this, he was Davin. And when they get to Melech Yosher, he would say Be'en, he would stop, he would pick up a Kedushas Levi, he would hold it up in the air, Mamish, and he'd say Be'en, and comma, he said Melech Yosher, Shek Kedushas Levi, Melech Yosher Alinu. He said at the end of the day, he said he was begging the Kedushas Levi in the next world. He was begging the Kedushas Levi that he should be Melech Yosher for us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes a great story of the Sanz Arav. Every year, the Sanz Arav, the Divrei Chaim, would always make sure to say a Torah from the Kedushas Levi, in order to awaken the Kedusha, to awaken the merit, the Sechusim of the Kedushas Levi. It wasn't just that the Kedushas Levi said a nice Torah in Parsha Shoftim. It was that he lived this, is that he breathed this, and everything that he did was always looking for the good. When it's so easy to look for the bad. And the Rav Tzvi Meir is telling us it's not a game. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to us. Begoyd yirachma v'chasadah. Ach tzrichin is susid l'tatil oyres amida shachmah v'slamayla. But he needs the tzinor. He needs the activation code. That's the word. Thank you, Hashem. He needs the activation code. He needs the energy from down here in order to be ma'oyred upstairs. He wants to give the rachman, but it's got to start down here. Listen to this great story. Now moving on to part two. Part two of the Shmuz here. I've been thinking a lot about this story from the Kedushas Levi. And as all good Jews should do when you get to the month of Elul, you got to pick up your Baderach. It's very important. So you get to page 226, he says an incredible Maisa of Rabbi Trink. A front passenger riding to the South Jersey bus to Brooklyn was sitting behind two Talmidim from Adelphia, from Rabbi Trank's yeshiva, and overheard their conversation about having a small TV that they were hiding in the dormitory. Imagining the yeshiva administration would want to know this piece of info, the fellow hurried to call Rabbi Trank to inform him. Tell me, said Rabbi Trank, do you know what Masechta, which tractate they're learning? The well-meaning passenger admitted he didn't know. He had not spoken with the boys. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone's working through their challenges. And everyone's hiding something they're finding in the Yitzhara. The place where they are struggling, that you caught. But the main thing to look at is what they're learning. What areas of Avodah Hashem are they steiging? What makes them great, you somehow missed. My friend, you didn't see those boys at all. You didn't see them. You saw the negative. You didn't see the good. And he goes on the next page, Rav Judah quotes the great Imre Chaim. The Imre Chaim, the Torah's Chaim of Kosov. The Imre Chaim, a vision, it says this, but I think it's also brought down the name of the Torah's Chaim of Kosov. Of Chaim Hager. when he says it. You know, when it comes to Noach, so Rashi says from Chazal that there's some who quote him to be that he was a tzaddik, that in Bedorosov, only in his generation was he good, but if he lived in Avram's, he would be nothing. And the Imre Chaim is very medayik on Rashi's wording. Yesh mirabo seinu dorshim osel shach. There are those of our teachers, amongst the scholars, who looked for the good. V'yesh, no mention of rabbis, there's no Rabbi Sina mentioned there. The latter query, those who see what is lowly, cannot be considered our teachers. They're not considered our teachers. To look at Hef empty is not being a Yid. To be a Yid means that we look with the lens of positivity and with the eyes of the Kedushas Levi and with the eyes of Rabbi Trink and with the eyes of the Shpoyle Zayda. Look and listen to this Maisi quotes from the Shpoyle Zayda. Unbelievable Maisi of the Shpoyle Zayda. Where am I looking over here? Yeah. Oh, right over here. Unbelievable. Rosh Hashanah davening. During Rosh Hashanah davening, Rabbi Ari Leib, the Shpoyle Zayda, Zuchus Yogan Alenda, would speak openly to Hashem before Shofar in a language that was not found in the Machzor, very Kedushas Levidik, and he would say, quote, Rabbi Shalom, I beg of you, don't think of man's averus, focus on our good Maizim Toivim. True, they are fewer, but you must admit, capital U, they are so much more precious. Hey, Ligatata, believe me, it isn't easy to be good in this world. And if I didn't see it with my own two eyes, that man, in spite of all the challenges and obstacles of the bitter exile, is capable of goodness, kindness, of learning a little Torah and doing a few mitzvahs, I wouldn't believe it. And so I ask of you, Hashem, don't be harsh with your children. Focus on the good. Focus on the good. That's exactly what the Kedushas Levi is telling us. Says Rav Meir with this Kedushas Levi. Not just the Torah of the Kedushas Levi, but the eyes of the Kedushas Levi. Meir is begging us. He's begging us before Tavshin Pei Dalet. How is a Jew going to live their life? Are they going to live life in negativity and looking at the constant negative news out there? Or we're going to live a life of MKY, Mikam Chisrael. If you're not on that WhatsApp, you're not on that Twitter, I don't know where you are. Probably living under a rock. Get on this MKY. MKY, always looking for the good, no matter where, what a Jew is doing. Kippah, no kippah. It's a constant way of looking for good. They've created mamash a different way that people look at WhatsApp. I get so excited when I get to look at my WhatsApps to see what's going on within the Jewish people. Me'akotza ala kotza, from the most chassidish yeshivas al yeshivas, could be from some Israeli without a kippah was putting on tefillin today outside Ben Gurion Airport, doing the luggage, a holy yid. Unbelievable. That's living with the eyes of Kedushas Levi all year round. It's not just good enough to do it before Tekiyat Shofar, before Shoshana, because we're scared. We have to do it because we want to show the Baruch Hu we honestly, sincerely, really, really care. We'll end off with this. We only want to see the good within every Jew. Rabbi Aaron of Belz was a beloved tzaddik. He was always known for his Ayin Toiv. Especially, he rebuilt Chassidus in the Holy Land and Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust. There's a great book that I have, The Rebbe Escaping. And he built up. He went to Tel Aviv after. He often came in contact with Jews who had a very different way of life to the Hasidic community. Rabbi Aaron was known to say, Kulam Kedoshim, they're all holy. He never said that their Mechal is Shabbos. He would always quote him, Sheikhechei Shabbos, forgetters of the principles of Shabbos. Listen to this Maisa. Walking home one Shabbos morning, Rabbi Aaron encountered a Jewish doctor who didn't keep Shabbos. And seeing the Rebbe from afar, he quickly threw away his cigarette. Another Rebbe was present with the Rebbe and said very negatively, here are your righteous forgetters of Shabbos. If he truly forgot that today's Shabbos, why did he throw away his cigarette when he saw us? Rabbi Aaron Bell was responding on the spot. The moment that he saw us wearing our shtremlach, he remembered that it's Shabbos and he threw it away. There are two ways you could say that. You can make it a negative thing. Oh, look at your shochet Shabbos. And Rabbi Aaron says, no. Look, as soon as he saw us, he threw it away. That you can run, but you can't hide from your pintel yid. Our lives are made to be Yushalayim Shamal is Yushalayim Shamata. Wherever we go in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be there. For the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to be in Uman, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be in Yushalayim, he wants us to be in Boca, in Alaska, in LA, Chicago, and Eretz Yisrael, that's where we're supposed to be. Let's make sure to make it our business to look for within the good, within ourselves, to look for within the good each other, to always look for the good within the Rav of the Shul, to realize how much people put time, so much time into doing so much work for our Kilas. And what do we do usually? We just complain. When everything goes well, no one says thank you. Let's make sure to say thank you. To say thank you. We can never get enough thank yous. Not saying mess up. I do nothing, Meshul. We pay a thing and we have a seat there. How many hours go into preparing everything? Let's make sure to live with these words of Tzvi Meir and telling us, if we want to know the number one way that Tzadikim, specifically Kedushas Levi, told us to come into Yom Rosh Hashanah, we want to know how to crown a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kim, can we kaba on the Chushamayim? First, we get to Malkinu. Before we get to Malkinu, first focus on Avinu. And Avinu wants to see, how my Mishpacha getting along? How are you getting along with your brothers and sisters? To look for the good within each other, look for the good within ourselves and within every situation. And to remember, these holy words of the Kiddush HaSlevi, that he srichim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once, b'godei rachmanim b'rachah b'chatz, ach srichim tzutzut dotati, he oyas emid v'shachman shlomah. The rachmanim is there, the ches is there. He just needs the activation code down here from us. To live with the eyes of Rabbi Chink, to live with the eyes of the Kiddush HaSlevi, with the Shpayda Zeda, the Rabbi Aaron of Bells, to live with these lives, to live with these eyes of perspective and pursuit of positivity, of Ayin Toiv and Av Yisrael. Wishing everyone a tzivik and a tov, a good gemen shir. Should be a year filled with bracha, siyat d'shmaya, health, yeshuas nechamas, and the ultimate bracha, the Mashiach's kingdom here, amen. Should have a beautiful yom tov.